Dadlog, Stardate 08012018. Good afternoon, fam. Happy Wednesday. I hope y'all are having a good hump day. A couple of things here before we dive into today's Dadlog. So I absolutely appreciate all of the support and love that you guys have been showing me on Mixer. It has been, as usual, very incredible. We just broke 2,000 on the podcast. I think like engagement is literally at like an all-time high right now. So I appreciate all the love, all the support. If you guys have been enjoying the streams, have been enjoying the podcast, the biggest thing that you can do right now to continue to grow the channel and to continue to give people a place to belong is to share. Share on your socials. Let people know what we're doing here, because this is bigger than just my stream. This is all about family. This is all about community. Everything that I do is with the vision of giving people a place to belong. We operate on Discord primarily as the main platform that we interact on. So if you guys are not a part of the Discord, make sure that you guys, if you're on Facebook or YouTube, the link is in the description. Otherwise, discord.dadxgodxgame.com will literally forward you the invite to my Discord. Like I said, it is a key part of what we do. It's a key way that we interact with each other on a daily basis. And it is where we can best foster an environment to give people a place to belong. So make sure that you guys and gals are in the Discord. Again, I appreciate all the love and support. Today, I wanted to talk a little bit about my perspective on using social media, right? So I want to talk about social media engagement. I want to talk about the different platforms and the way that I personally use them. This is not, let me be clear, this is not a how to win on social. This is not a, this is what you should be doing on social. This is a, what I've learned so far in my journey as a broadcaster on social and how I use the different platforms. So I'm going to cover kind of like, I guess, the four major platforms that I operate on other than Mixer, right? Mixer is my home base. That is the streaming platform of choice. But there's a few different ways that I engage with y'all. Facebook is a place that we are still growing and still working on growing. It's still a place where I need to flesh out more. I still need to develop what I do on Facebook a little bit more. Twitter, we will cover. We will cover YouTube, and we will cover Instagram, right? So these are the four major social media platforms that I cover. And I wanted to give you guys kind of just some insight into how I use those different platforms or how I see those different platforms and what role they play when it comes to giving people a place to belong, right? You'll notice a theme. It's all about giving people a place to belong, and I want to use those different platforms to do that better. So I'm going to start with Facebook. Facebook is the newest platform that I added. I've been on the other platforms for quite a while. It's the newest platform that I've added. I'm still figuring out exactly how to use it. Right now, it is just another method for video delivery of the podcast, right? It's also a place where in the future I foresee doing a little bit more kind of close-knit bonding with the fam, right? Facebook has a lot of great community features. And some community features that are even above and beyond what we do in Discord, right? Discord is our text and voice and video based platform for engaging with each other. It's kind of the catch all. Everything announcements wise goes in the Discord, etc. Facebook, on the other hand, has a lot of kind of community based tools that we haven't even tapped into yet. For instance, I want to start scheduling family nights. I want to start scheduling family nights on the Facebook, and I want people to RSVP to those family nights as events, right? That's something that I'm looking at doing, but I picture Facebook kind of being a hub, a community-based hub, that offers us an opportunity to engage in ways that the other platforms don't allow us to engage with. When I look at Facebook as a whole, I look at it as more of that kind of personalized group-based conversation platform, right? It's a place to have conversation with people you already know, You're always obviously building your network on Facebook, right? You're as you meet new people, you pull them into the Facebook group, and make sure that they are, you know, comfortable and wrapped into what you guys are doing there. But it's all about people who already exist in your network, right? Twitter, on the other hand, and I'll move on to Twitter now. Twitter is just a wide open, I can have a conversation with anybody, anytime, anywhere platform. It is a great place to discover new people. It is a great place to obviously network with people you already know, but to build your network, right? You can jump in to a conversation with anybody, movie star, politician, religious leader, Instagram star, right? You can literally engage with anybody, anytime, anywhere in any conversation. And that could be a double-edged sword, right? But Twitter offers you the ability to discover new people, to build your network. It's the first place I go to follow other people and to engage in conversations that I wouldn't have otherwise engaged in. So this is the wide open. You can get into any conversation anywhere, meet new people, find people of like interest and have conversations, right? That's Twitter at its core. YouTube, obviously the biggest search engine in the world, a highly optimized video platform. This is where I imagine eventually I will get to posting not just the podcast, but I also want to post clips that you guys submit. I want to post playthroughs. I want to post, some other longer form content, review videos, all of that type of stuff, right? YouTube's pretty straightforward. I think everyone kind of gets the gist of YouTube, so I'm not going to cover too much more on that, but that is YouTube in a nutshell and what I will be using YouTube for in the future, in addition to what I use it for now, which is primarily posting the podcast. And last but not least is Instagram. Instagram is another one of those tools that, even though it's pretty much based around images, right? People look for images. If they like your images, if they discover your images, then it can spur into conversations. But I look at Instagram as an opportunity to kind of be, for me, it's being more open with my audience. It's getting to discovered not purely based on gaming, but I also post like family pics out there, right? I post blessings that come into my life, all sorts of kind of image or video based content that doesn't really fit anywhere else. That's my strategy for Instagram right now, in addition to consuming all of the content of the people that I follow, right? So it's worth noting that all of these platforms are a great way to support the other content creators that you like, or support the other people that you like in general. But Instagram is kind of that image-based discoverability platform for me that gives me an opportunity to reach people that I wouldn't otherwise be able to reach. So that's my overview of the four major platforms, kind of how I look at them. I would love to hear your thoughts on what you use those different platforms for. I think that social media strategies can vary far and wide. My encouragement for you today is that if you're not on each one of these social media platforms, that you need to get on each one of these social media platforms and then figure out how to best use these, because at the end of the day, they are tools like anything else, like a computer, like software that you use, like a hammer, a drill for a construction worker, a pipe wrench for a plumber. These are all tools, right? So these are all tools that, as you continue to grow as a content creator and as a person, you should figure out how these fit into your grand scheme of things. Where do these go in my tool belt? When do I use them? How do I use them? And that will better enable you to grow as a content creator and to grow as a person. So that's my social media strategy. I hope you all enjoyed. Like I said, if you are on Facebook or YouTube, make sure you use the comments below. I'd love to hear what you guys use each one of these social media platforms for, because I think that it's a super important way that you can engage, These are all super important tools in their different ways, and I'd love to know how you guys use them. Thank you so much for listening. If you guys and gals are enjoying the dad logs, make sure that you like and follow on Facebook. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube. And like I said, leave me a comment below. I'd love to hear from you. And last but not least, if you feel like someone would get value out of this dad log or any of the other podcast episodes that I've dropped, make sure you share that with them today, because it is something that I'm passionate about. I want to help other people be better. And again, everything is focused on giving people a place to belong. So if you're a content creator and this is your way to engage, come belong, come be a part of the Legion. Appreciate y'all. Have a fantastic hump day. We'll see you tomorrow night, Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern, on mixer.com/dadxgotxgame. That's all I got for you, fam. God bless.